Brother Jackson, lift him up again.
Lift the precious Savior up.
Lift him up.
Till
he speaks from eternity. Thank you, Brother Jackson, for those spirited songs. Thank you, Church, for helping him out. Thank you, Church, for being here this morning. It's good to be here because God is good. And all the time, God is good. It's wonderful to see everybody this morning. You know, with what's going on, things are changing in the world today. And to show you how much power there is behind this, it's not just here and it's not just there. It's all over the world. This virus that's going around is something else. It's claimed over 2,000 people in debt to death, and numerous amounts of people that are sick with the virus. So this morning, let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, we have been blessed once again, and we are so thankful that you have blessed us and brought us together once again in your name. We thank you for the church, Father. We thank you for your Son who died to make it all possible. We thank you, Father. We thank you and we pray for all the churches of Christ everywhere, that are especially those that are holding up that bloodstained banner. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray and ask you to be with those who are sick and shut in, especially those that are suffering from this virus that's going around. Yes. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will soon rescue us from this, if it be your will. Thank you, Father, for sending Christ down to hang, bleed, and die on yonder's cross. Thank you, Father. Thank you for each and every member that's here today, each and every visitor that may be here, each and every person in the audience. We thank you, and we pray for those. There may be some who are still on their way. We pray for their safety and their security in getting here. We thank you, Father, for the leaders of this congregation. We pray for their strength and their well-being. Amen. We pray and ask you, kind Heavenly Father, that if it be your will, you bless the parents who are raising their children up this morning, especially those who are raising them up in the admonition of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for those who could not be here because of illness or whatever there may be in their lives. But, Father, I would expect today that of all days that many more would be in the presence of the Lord. We just thank you, Lord, so much. We thank you for everything, Lord, and it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
We are living in hard times today, church. So we want to talk about heavenly help for earth's hard times. We're living in these hard times because we are going through wars. There are storms. There are floods.
Yes.
There are fires.
Yes, right.
And especially there are diseases and sickness.
Yes, yes.
During these hard times, nations suffer as well as individuals. Families suffer with rebellious children. Economic hardship, and other personal matters. Let's not leave out the churches this morning. We know that Satan is always looking to attack the church. through false teaching, dissatisfied members. Dissatisfied members are looking for ways to disrupt the church. They may threaten to quit coming, and sometimes they disrupt others with their wild accusations and conversations. Even the preacher may fall into sin because he can become discouraged as well. I believe that God has given us a way out if we just follow the plan given to man by the Word of God. The text speaks to God's own people. God had a plan back then, and that same plan will still work today if we but just follow it. So what do we need to do? Well, let us go to the scriptures once again and see what it says. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. Now he was speaking to those back there in those days, but I believe the same thing applies to us today. What we need to do is to humble ourselves. To get help from God, we must humble ourselves, and humbleness means we can't have any insecurity issues, not be of low self-esteem. It does not mean we have to be wealthy. We can't be wealthy. Do you remember in Luke chapter 15 where the prodigal son was given all of his goods, where he asked and was given all of his goods, but he didn't use them wisely. He insisted. He instead wasted them on riotous living. There's no sin in having money. It was how he used it which brought him to a poor end. Amen. He was humble in asking for his goods in Luke 15, verse number 12. It became bad by his what he found out, what he used it in. Or on. Notice in today's text, God told us to humble ourselves. He didn't say we had to be poor humbling. He just does not say we had to be without. Humbleness does not mean we have to be without.
Right.
Humility is what comes to the point when we come to the point where we see our helpless and hopeless condition. With God, it is to the point where we recognize our need for him. We are living in hard times, church.
Yes, yes.
There are nations that can't get along with one another.
Yes.
We live in a time where we don't get along with our neighbors. Yet I remember reading in the Word of God where it tells us to love thy neighbor as himself in Matthew chapter 5. Somebody asked Jesus, well, Lord, who is my neighbor? And Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan. And he says, your neighbor is anyone that you may come in contact with that needs your help. Anyone who does not have an opportunity to show Jesus in us, ought to be able to show Jesus in him. We are living in times when we have sickness going around. And you know something about this sickness, church? Doctors and scientists can't figure it out, all out.
Yeah.
But God knows the answer already.
Amen.
God tells us to be humble and seek his face.
Amen.
He tells us to pray and seek his face.
Amen.
This means we need to turn to God to seek his help in his intervention, and most of all, ask for his mercy. In years gone by, people used to come together and go to one another's houses or wherever, come together for what they call prayer sessions, where they would seek God's help for whatever they needed. People would realize they needed to seek God for their hard times.
Amen.
We know the only way out is to get rid of our sinful way and evil ways. And the only way we can get to God is through prayer. When Saul realized that God was his way out and God was the captain of his life, he turned his life around. In Acts chapter 9, he asked the Lord, "What will thou have me to do, O Lord?" Jonah tried to run from God before he understood what he needed to run toward God instead of away from him.
Amen.
In Jonah chapter 2, Jonah prayed for God to release him from the inside prison of the inside of a fish.
Yes.
And the fish, he prayed and asked God, and God spoke to the fish. The fish vomited him up on dry land. Church, I'm just saying we need to pray for God's mercy that we can overcome the hard times that we're going through. The hard times that we're going through, it may be God's way of testing us. But nevertheless, we need to turn to God. We need to turn to God for our own health, safety, and our security. We need to turn from our sinful and wicked ways. And what does that mean? That means we need to repent of our past sins.
Amen.
Turn away from them and face God instead of our sins.
Amen.
The book of Psalms tells us how to reach out to God. In Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, the psalmist writes these words. He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." And then in verse 24, he says, "And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." You've got to ask God to help show you sometimes when your sin is not cut and dried. You need to ask God to show you, "Lord, is there anything I need to be repentant of?" You know, we as humans, we get weak sometimes, and we can't always know what we need to pray for. But we need to pray and ask God to show us what we need to pray for sometimes. We need to ask the Lord to show us if we have sins that are in need of repenting of. God made a promise in the text. He said, "Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." See, God can heal this. He can fix this. All we need to do is just go to him and get right with him. You know, there's a song we used to sing. I heard people singing years ago, and it says, "Let's get right, church, and go home." And I wondered sometimes what was that song, what it really meant. I think I know now. I think I see what God meant when he says, "Let's get," or when the song says, "Let's get right and go home."
Right.
You're going home, you want to be right when you get there.
Right.
We're on a trip now, church. We're just walking through this land where we're strangers in.
Yeah.
It's not our home. Our home is with the Lord himself. He said, then will I hear them from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. The last part of verse number 14. Church, the world needs to come together, pray for forgiveness of our sins, and God will heal our land.
Amen.
All of the evilness and all of the hurt that's going on around us, and God it's in God's hand anyway. We can't fix it because we don't have the power, but God can relieve us of these hard times if we would just come to him. Hard times can come up on us at any time, but we're going through a crisis right now. As a matter of fact, they call it a pandemic. It's no longer an epidemic. It's a pandemic, meaning it's spreading farther, far and wide
right,
than
right.
An epidemic. These are hard times.
Amen.
Pray for, the world needs to stop, take a breather, and pray for mankind's survival. You know, we don't know where this thing is, how this thing really comes up on us. They can't explain it to us yet. I thought at one time it meant that if you come in contact with someone that's got this virus, you can get this virus.
Right.
But there are people who haven't had any contact with anybody and still are getting the virus.
Right. Right.
So we don't, they don't, scientists and doctors don't know enough about it.
Right.
Hard times can come up on us from anywhere. We need to pray for mankind's survival. Christians already need to be in prayer for hard times. But no matter how smart or how powerful we are, it proves that man has no answer for what we are going through. The president can't solve it. The scientists and medicine can't fix it. The kings and queens of all the lands in the world can't fix it. All the governments of the world can't get together and stop it. But we know who can stop it, and we know how he can stop it, by us beginning to act right and better. We need to humble ourselves before God, pray to God, and seek his face.
Amen.
Turn away from our wicked ways.
Amen.
I heard somebody said, we're going to develop a vaccine for this that's going around. But a vaccine is usually a year or so away before it can come. And how many people will be gone already before then? Prayer is instant. You can just say a prayer, and if God answers you, God may answer you right away.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying that anybody in here has the power to get to God, but I believe somebody does.
Amen.
I believe somebody in the church can pray and ask God for forgiveness, and it may work. I believe that somebody in the church knows God. I know that somebody in here can speak to God and God will hear them. Once we turn from our wicked ways, he has promised us that he will hear us from heaven and heal the land. Look at verse 15 all over again. Verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. See, God was speaking to Solomon back in our text, but I believe that God still works today just like he did in those past times. God will still answer our prayers if he wants to. He is capable and able. He didn't lose any of his power in transition, as they say. Just as sure as we are that God made the earth, that means he's able to fix it, church. He knows what screw he put in what place. So he can fix this earth. He can heal this land. We need to hear the word of God, according to Romans 10:17. Believe in the Son of Jesus as the Son of God. We repent of our past sins, according to Luke 13:3. Confess our faith in Christ, Romans 10:10. Be buried with him in baptism for the forgiveness of our sins, Mark 16:16. Do you remember when Jesus healed a woman in Matthew chapter 9 around verse number 20, where her faith enabled her to be healed by just simply touching the garment of Jesus, touching the hem of his garment of Jesus. Now, if he has that much power in the hem of his garment, think about if he uses more of his power.
Amen.
He can heal this thing anytime and any way he will if he wants to.
Amen.
We need to be buried in him in baptism for the forgiveness of our sins. We need to go to him. When God healed that woman, caused that woman to have the faith to touch but the hem of his garment. That was faith, church.
Amen.
We need to have a little faith in our prayers to him, too.
Amen.
We need to ask him for forgiveness. And you don't need to, you know, it's funny how sometimes you hear the rich speaking. They're always speaking for on their own behalf. But God doesn't care about how much wealth a person has. God is not concerned about your money because you can't buy in your way into heaven anyway. God is not concerned about how many zeros are in your bank book. God only wants your obedience to him. Then he said in, I believe it's around Matthew 11, around about verse number 30, he told us to come to him and he will lift our burdens. He said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So this is nothing to God to get through. All we have to do is go to him and repent of our sins and talk to him. Now, as I often like to say, God does not answer a cell phone. God does not have a computer. God is a computer. But he's a human computer. He's a spirit computer. But then, when you ask God for help, he answers you. He can answer you. In Matthew 4 and verse number 20, can somebody get Matthew 4 and verse 23 for me? It says, and Jesus went.
Go. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness.
That's why I wanted to go.
And all manner of disease among the people.
That's what I wanted. See, Jesus can fix this thing.
Amen.
I know he can. And I just pray for each and every member in the congregation this morning and that no one gets touched by this. But if we do, we know we can go to God who's the best doctor in the world.
Amen.
He can dispatch a pill from heaven to fix everything.
Amen.
God is all right this morning, church.
Amen.
And I know that if you will go to him, he can heal us. He can heal us because he's used to it. He's in the healing business.
Amen.
He can fix it if you would just let him fix it.